Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, so we've actually been working with then Assemblyman Mickey Kearns, now County Clerk Mickey Kearns, for quite a few years on the vacant and abandoned property issue. And just recently, this last June, he was able to secure some funding, and we applied to be, through the RFP, to be the entity to enforce it. So we're able to basically bring resources to municipalities, sort of a mobile unit, to help them enforce the zombie foreclosure law. And today what we're in front of this property in Clarence to talk about is sort of a public-facing portion of this program. We're doing a zombie watch program. So we're putting signs in front of houses that we've filed complaints with the Department of Financial Services on and that we're monitoring so that the neighbors know that something is happening behind the scenes, even if they haven't seen movement yet on the property. And that includes, we'll be sending letters to the neighbors with updates so they know where things are and how things are proceeding. Because we found that sometimes banks are a little overeager. They'll come out here and they'll do work and not pull permits or things of that nature. And code enforcement doesn't know till after the fact. So if we have the neighbors watching and they can contact us and say, hey, they were out there today, and you know, then I can send code enforcement and they can double check and make sure the proper permits are being pulled, that things are being done in a safe manner, so that these properties are not only getting back to the market, but also in a way that's going to be safe for whoever owns this in the future.
Safe and also legal.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, safe and legal. So this property has been in foreclosure since 2012, and it's been vacant for at least 2 years, and obviously has been quite a bit of a problem for the area. And code enforcement's been working really hard on this. So the servicer was recently changed, so we have a couple of time frames that we have to give them in order to try to comply. And if they don't, then we'll move forward and potentially look at a lawsuit.
You said you've been working with Mickey ever since his time with the New York State Assembly, working mm-hmm. on zombie properties and whatnot. And I guess, you know, broadly speaking, how effective do you think that relationship has been with you guys and your law office to try to get, whether it's property owners, to put the mm-hmm. homes back on the market or get the banks involved? How successful has the zombie initiative been in Erie County?
I think it's been a huge success. Before we had funding to specifically work with municipalities, we did simple things like trainings for code enforcement officers so they would know how to use the county clerk's data to look up who is involved in mortgages so that they would know how to proceed under the law in ways that they could, even if they couldn't go to court. And so we've seen quite a bit of movement on vacant and abandoned properties. Clarence today told us that they had, at this height, they had like 32 zombie foreclosures in the town of Clarence. And now they're down to 3 bank-involved properties. And the code enforcement officer told me directly that it was because of the work that the Law Center and that Mickey have done in educating them and helping them. So I think that it's been a really successful partnership, and really what communities need is resources. And that is not something that every community has. And so we're trying to make sure that the banks are not only held accountable in the city of Buffalo and the big first-ring suburbs, but also out in the more rural areas and the smaller communities all across Western New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.